following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Sign up to become an O'Reilly O' Rewards member today and start earning instantly. O' Rewards members earn $5 back for every $150 they spend, so if you haven't become a member yet, what are you waiting for? It's fast, easy, and free. O' Rewards, it's your road to exclusive offers only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's some good policy from your local independent agent and auto owner's insurance. When you insure your home and car with us, you receive a multi-policy discount. And when you add auto owner's life insurance, you get a special discount on your home and car insurance. Auto owner's insurance will save you money on all of the insurance you already have. Now that's good policy. Call your independent agent today. Auto owner's insurance. The no problem people.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda along with Randy Bushcutter here at Cunningham's. We're up in the loft getting everything ready for another Husker lunch. We're here from 11 or whatever it is, 11:03 after Sports Center until 12 noon. And then from noon to 1, Steve Sippel of the Lincoln Journal-Star will be on hand. Talk about what's going on in Big Red World. And are we forgetting about Taylor Martinez? Because it does definitely sounds like he will miss his third straight game, not practicing yesterday. We talked about this last week, Randy, that if you think that you can take care of business against Illinois and the quarterbacks looked decent enough, that you should hopefully be able to get through Purdue. Then you have a bye week. You're really giving Taylor over a month to recover from this turf toe. If he hasn't recovered from it by then, he won't recover from it, in my opinion. But then he should be 100% by the time you go to Minnesota.
It should be. And, you know, the thing about a turf toe is it does tend to be a nagging injury. If you ever pulled a hamstring or any of those ligaments kind of like that where sometimes it can just always be just kind of there, and it isn't like you can suck it up. You know, if you're an offensive lineman and you're a little hurt, your knees ache a little bit, that's fine because you can get there. You can still make most of your blocks. You can make that reach. But his strength as a quarterback is the explosiveness of his running game. And if you can't drive off of your foot because you have a sore toe, you're not going to be very effective. So I think they're doing absolutely the right thing. I think it's better to have him maybe too rested than not rested enough because they're going to need him to be 100% down the stretch or have a quarterback that is. I think he's clearly the best quarterback for the University of Nebraska unless he's half speed, and then somebody else is better.
Yeah, and I think you can suck it up, but you hit it exactly on the head. He's going to be limping. He's not going to be able to run the football. We saw that against UCLA. Yeah. I will. This is another one of those things I want to chalk up that at the end of the year or after Taylor's gone or once you can talk about it, so to speak, once you can talk about it, I still don't think that was the problem in the UCLA game. I'm just throwing that out there right now. I don't think that that was why Taylor all of a sudden in the second half didn't do anything with the football. I'll be interested to see how this all – I'm not throwing conspiracy theory out there like some people are, that the coaches are trying to keep Martinez back for disciplinary reasons. But I think I think there was more to that. But we'll talk about all that. Steve Sipple is going to join us from the Lincoln Journal Star. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report. In a moment, we'll start our Loper Link with John Mazur, the head soccer coach. But you know how I love to give you crap.
Yeah. It's a full-time job.
You know how I love to give you crap. And it's the little things. It's the little things. Let me just ask right now. Let me just ask. How many different cases do you have for your phone?
Two. I have two. I only have two.
So did the Dolphins case go on?
After the Reds were eliminated.
After the Reds were eliminated. At that point, the Dolphins would have been 3-0, correct?
Correct.
Since then?
You know I should go back to the Reds Reds thing here.
I'm just saying.
It's my fault.
You could get a Michigan cover. Maybe you could get a Central Arkansas cover. Maybe you could find some things to help.
Since I apparently have that kind of power. Although my Reds have been remarkably better than average the last couple of years.
They're looking for a manager, right?
Yes, they are.
Your thoughts?
I'd love to get a Girardi or somebody like that. I think there's a lot of good names out there. It's not going to happen. I would. I think he's a good manager.
Okay. All right.
I think he's a good manager. Here's the thing that always bothered me about Dusty Baker. He's the guy that closes the gate after the horses are already out. He stayed with pitchers too long and was like, change, and then you get the base hit, and that always kind of drove me nuts. I think there's more to it than what you just see publicly. I think there was more tension between Jocketty, the general manager, and Baker. I think it's more that than anything else, to be honest with you.
Well, our Big Red Lunch is sponsored by Gary Michaels Clothiers, Home Federal Bank, and the fine folks here at Cunningham's. We've got some great gifts to give away today. Get you signed up for the Nebraska-Iowa tickets. You'll enjoy the barbecue buffet again today for just $8.99. And you can register to win those Iowa-Nebraska tickets. We've got the buffet-style lunch, certificates, the T&M sporting goods we throw in from time to time. Today, we've got a Husker umbrella and a breakfast tray, I believe, is the correct terminology here. And we'll have that for you. It's a nice little party tray. We've had some really cool little things, and it's all part of our Husker lunch here at Cunningham's. We're upstairs in the loft as we are here in 2013. Boy, oh boy, did the Loper volleyball team put a whooping on Wayne State last night. Although, I must clarify by saying, first and third, whooping, second set, you just wondered, okay. Coach Kneifel from Wayne mentioned that. He goes, well, you saw for a while there for about 8 points how we have been playing. And he goes, of course, 8 points ain't going to get you anything done.
Right.
But
yeah.
UNK wins it. We'll get into that in just a little bit. But right now, our Loper Link brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons they have loans. See Russ Smith today. And John Mazner, head soccer coach, joins us here at Cunningham's. Coach, great to see you again. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's thanks for having me. Great to see you guys.
I have continued to bring some sort of this type of question up here.
Yeah.
Since day one, I can't remember a program or a program that started or a program that gets a new coach. This soccer program is got the blueprint out about how to build year by year, game by game, and we're continuing. And you haven't stubbed your toe. I mean, each year there's been a step. Right now you're tied for fourth in the MIAA. Yeah. Better than last year. You get a win and a tie over the weekend. Is it as smooth on the outside, or are you the duck with the feet going really fast underneath the water?
Yeah, there's some feet under the water, I guess. No, the team's playing really well. I mean, it was a phenomenal weekend for us, you know, to get a win and a tie under the circumstances. You know, we had our game postponed on Friday night, and we had to play Saturday and Sunday, so that's never easy. And the girls, I mean, they just responded so well and had two really good games. That put us in a really good position now, you know, and our goal at the beginning of the year was to get into the conference tournament, and then anything can happen then. You know, obviously we want to get in there and win it, and, you know, they're high goals for ourselves, but that's what, you know, we feel pretty good about things right now, and the girls are playing really well.
And I haven't had a tremendous number of opportunities to watch you play, but I remember I watched you guys against Hastings College and one other opponent through the course of the year. What impressed me as much as anything was, and it's not a stat that's in soccer, but you guys possess the ball. I mean, time of possession for you guys I thought was really, really strong against your opponents the last couple of times that I've seen them. Is that really kind of – obviously you want to have the ball because if you've got it, they can't score with it. Talk a little bit about that desire and how you make that happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's a focus every day at training. You know, we want to be able to keep the ball. You're right. If you don't have the ball, then you can't create much. So that's – really, you know, how I grew up playing, the coaches that taught me the game, that's how, what I've learned over the years and how I played and the teams that I played on. So a possession style game where you keep the ball and I mean that's really what we're trying to do. And then you can create things once you have the ball, you start creating more things. So that's our goal, yeah. And we work on it every day. We talk about it every day, connecting passes to feet and keeping the ball.
3-1-1 over the last five games. What's been the key for you?
I think it was just determination this last weekend. You know, having to play two games in a row, the team, the players just really impressed me with the energy and everything they were able to do this past weekend. Hopefully we can keep that going. We're trying to get rested up from a tough long road trip, so we're getting rested up. We have a couple good days of training, and this weekend is really huge for our program. I mean, if we can get a couple results, we will be in really good shape, and I think everyone will be really happy. So that's our goal this weekend, is to do well, and there's no reason why we shouldn't. We played well against Northeastern last year. They're a good team, so it's going to be tough, and then Oklahoma's very good too. So two tough teams, but I think we're in a really good mindset right now, and we're feeling confident and positive about how we're playing.
Three-game homestand coming up, and we're talking with Coach John Mazner of the UNK soccer program. The last four games against Emporia, who you beat 2-0, they had pitched a shutout with a freshman goalkeeper, but Montana Hosterman steps up, gets a couple of wins for you. What did I do?
Yeah, no.
Okay, all right. I thought maybe I messed up.
No, you're right.
Don't want to jinx it.
I tend to make that happen, but talk about Montana.
Yeah, I mean, Emporia has been on a roll. They've been doing really well. You know, they think they struggled a little bit last year, but they've been doing really well. And so for us to go in there under the circumstances and win 2-0, you know, we played really well as a team. But if you have someone like Montana Hosterman that can step up and strike the ball the way she does and score two goals like that, I mean, they were just brilliant goals. One was from a free kick from 45, 50 yards out, really. And their goalkeeper, I guess, was Player of the Week, MIAA Player of the Week before, and playing really well, and Montana just had two great, phenomenal goals.
It's apparent to me that you have an open door policy for anybody to take a good shot when they're open. But Becca Talcott has probably got herself in those scoring opportunities a little bit more often since last time we talked. She was the MIAA Player of the Week 1 week.
Talk greatest about player in UNK history, from what I understand. Greatest soccer player ever at UNK.
Her sister's not too shabby either. But talk a little bit about your strikers, your attacking, and Becca in particular.
Yeah, I mean, Becca, you know, she is one of our best players. She's very talented. Her sister, Sarah, is wonderful, too. I mean, they're a huge part of our team. When they're playing well, we're playing well. Twin power, you know.
Twin power unite.
With the Rivers, too. But, no, Becca is just a great player. You can, you know, we play her in a couple different spots, sometimes in the midfield, sometimes up front, but wherever she is, you know, we want to get her the ball because she's so good on the ball and she can create things, taking people on. She strikes the ball well, and she's obviously can score goals too. So, I mean, she's everything you want in an attacking player, and she's just great. Plus, her attitude and her leadership is wonderful as well.
This weekend, you touched on it. We mentioned three-game home streak. Doan's next Wednesday, but you got Northeastern State Friday, Central Oklahoma on Sunday. These were two of the preseason powerhouse favorites. How are they doing, and which one's going to be the tougher of the two? Without coach speaking me too much.
No. I think they're both very good teams. You know, they're top of the MIAA, top teams in the conference, the top few teams in the conference. You know, we played them last year away. We get to play them home this year, which is huge for us. And we did fairly well on the road last year against them. You know, Northeastern scored three goals on us, and we got one back and played really well in the second half last year. So we know we can play with them. They've got a couple really good players that we got to really pay attention to. And then Oklahoma away last year, we lost 1-0 right at the end. So two really good teams, but we know that we can play with them, and we're confident that we can get good results this weekend.
With the matches being at home, do you kind of feel that this is the opportunity to take that next step? I mean, do you have to hold serve this weekend? What would be a successful weekend?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we at home, we want to win, and it's so important to do so. On the road, it's very tough. So that last weekend on the road, getting those results was just so big for us and great for our program. But yeah, to come home and have a chance to really put ourselves in good position in the MIAA standings there, if obviously we'd like to win both games, and that'd be just super. But any kind of a result against these two teams would be great for us. We're looking at it where we want to go out and win Friday and win Sunday and be in really good position.
John Masner, head soccer coach at UNK, before we let you go, the football team's going to Central Arkansas this weekend. The volleyball team's going out to the New York area this weekend. You guys do travel in the MIAA, but how important will it be, and do you need to schedule somewhere where you're going to go a weekend and make it a long weekend for either recruiting purposes or to take a step on the national level or regional level to get better points now that you're starting to look at maybe being a postseason type of team? Has that been addressed yet from a scheduling standpoint, or are you fine with what you're doing right now?
We're always looking for opportunities to look at players. Actually, this past weekend would have been a great opportunity on a Saturday. I had some things planned, but our game got postponed, so we had to play Saturday. But, you know, it's tough during the season to get out and look at players, but we can do it, especially Nebraska players here. You know, there's a lot of talent in Lincoln and Omaha and right here in central Nebraska, so we're always trying to look at that. And then we're always looking to play tougher opponents. We looked at a couple different ones this year. With Rockhurst and Southwest Oklahoma State, who's a very good team. We're always trying to get our schedule stronger and try and squeeze in as many trips as we can to look at players.
Sounds good. We will let you get going and remind folks that the soccer team is home Friday afternoon, 2 o'clock, Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock, and you can go to America One Video. There's always web streaming up of what's going on with the Lopers. John, thanks for taking some time out of your day, and, man, keep the girls playing well. Looks great.
Yeah, thank you. We'll try.
All right, John.
Keep rolling, John. Thanks.
Soccer coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us here on our Loper Link here at Cunningham. So we're glad to have everybody here. Again, here's what else is going on with the Lopers. Randy, we know what's ahead for the football team. And Coach Morris, you can't say it exactly,
right.
They're trying to survive.
Yeah.
They go down, they get their nice paycheck against the 20th ranked team in the FCS, who was a play away from beating the University of Colorado. I don't care what you say. They're Division I football at Colorado, and we're ahead in the fourth quarter.
Division I football in the major conference, and yeah, they were a play away from pulling off the upset there. And it would have been an upset, but the point is, this is a very solid, solid football team that UNK is going against, and you'd need that money, you know, kind of promote the program to kind of keep that going. But you just hope that you don't have any of those injuries, and that's the biggest thing in the world. If you play it close, you play it tight, if you somehow come out of there with a miracle win, great. There was a tremendous upside to the opportunity that you have there, but you also worry about that downside, and that would be the injuries.
I wonder, and we didn't really address this with Daryl on yesterday's show, I wonder if they'll slow down the no-huddle, the quick up-tempo pace, so that the clock runs, that there's fewer plays to shorten the game a little bit, if that'll be part of the strategy, because obviously last week they ran the ball a lot. That's part of the strategy. So, I mean, let's face it. They're going to lose on Saturday. They're going to be 1-5. Then they come home, and every game after that is a winnable game for the Lopers. Unfortunately, you'd like to see that schedule flipped around with the first four all winnable. Then you get into that juggernaut.
Then you got that momentum going.
And again, I'm keeping my eye out here. According to a press release we got from the MIAA last week, the 2014 football schedule was supposed to come out within a week's time, and we have not seen that yet. And I am dreading seeing that 2014 MIAA schedule, but when it comes out, we will address that. The volleyball team, go ahead.
I did see Northwest Missouri State did have a release. They released their schedule, so I'm not sure exactly what's out. And UNK, the next two seasons, starts playing Northwest Missouri State. So you worry about the rest of the schedule and how that's going to look from that point on.
UNK football team getting that win, and we talked about that yesterday. The volleyball team, of course, nice win last night, as we said, taking care of business against Wayne State, the 15th ranked team in the country, 25-13, 26-24, 25-12. Coach Rick Squires told us after the game it was the first time since the second day of practice that he had this many of his athletes on the floor, the team they thought they would have to start the season because of injuries and a variety of other reasons, and they played very, very well. And Ashley Leitner got 14 kills. MJ Massanet, who just looks like a shotgun going off, that trip hammer that she's got for an arm, had 10 kills yesterday. And, of course, a lot of local connection with the Grand Island and Kearney girls that have played on both teams were playing last night. Also, for the Lopers, they get ready now to head to the East Coast. They will play Pace University in New York Friday night. Then in West Haven, Connecticut, they will take on Merrimack, Massachusetts, and 11-3 New Haven, who will be the toughest, apparently, of the three teams on Saturday evening. Cross country, the team is headed off to the Fort Hays Tiger Open, which is Saturday in Victoria, Kansas. We talked about soccer. As far as golf, the men's golf team will be headed some to St. Joe for the MIAA crossover on Monday and Tuesday. They're also at the Nebraska Intercollegiate up at Norfolk Friday and Saturday. Both teams played okay, but their competition stepped up a little bit. The men's golf team, 893, tied for seventh at the Central Missouri Heart of America Invitational. Fort Hays State was right there with them individually. Norfolk senior Lance Lawson and Michael Colgate tied for 12th. For the women, they got a little bit better in day two and finished 13th at the Central Oklahoma Classic. Their next fall preview, MIAA, October 21st and 22nd. So that takes care of our Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith, the Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. We'll take a break. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report talking high school football. Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star, towards the end of the program. And we are here at Cunningham's. Come on up. Start filling us up here in the loft anytime between now and 1. Again, don't think that, oh boy, I can't make it by 11:59. Slide on in. Lunch is here the whole hour. Got a great barbecue buffet. They've got the pork, they got the chicken, they got the brisket. Last week they put the little baked potato in there. I got to go check out.
Yeah,
see what
they
got today.
Pretty good baked potato bar.
Here at Cunningham's, Randy will go eat. I'll be back with more. Bob Jensen after this.
It's a Saturday afternoon showdown in the Big Ten when Northwestern heads to Camp Randall Stadium in Madison, Wisconsin. Both Northwestern and Wisconsin are coming off tough defeats against Ohio State, but the Badgers have had an extra week to prepare. Will it pay off, or will the Wildcats' magical season get back on track?
He's putting far sideline 30. He's to the 20. They're not going to catch him. Touchdown!
Northwestern and Wisconsin, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Building a strong relationship with your team is the key for any business. You got to meet and collaborate with coworkers and clients on a regular basis. Brainstorm, develop new ideas and solutions, and just work better. But gathering everybody in the same room sometimes these days is impossible. How about using GoToMeeting with HD Faces? I have. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, you can share screens, making it easier for your team to be on the same page. All you do, turn on your webcam to make your meeting a video conference. Crystal clear HD video. You can launch or join a meeting from anywhere using your computer, mobile phone, tablet. So easy. Even present from your iPad. GoToMeeting. Try it free for a month, 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Colin. Meeting is believe.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Mostly sunny skies today, southeast winds 12 to 25, highs reaching to 80. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 49. Then into Thursday, slight chance for showers or storms late in the day as we top off at 80.
Right now, 64.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing strong.
Doug and Daddy's Joe, Doug Duda, the guy I can't take anywhere, Randy Bushcutter. We are here at Cunningham's.
It's just a minor spell. It's just a minor spell.
Yeah. Gonna take my wife with you. It's a good thing we got some great people here at Cunningham's that slap you around. Here we go. John and Carney says, Doug, UNK has played big teams before, like Portland State and Coach Pokey Allen and Cal Poly San Luis Obispo.
Yep.
Yes, they got beat, but the team got better after those games. I'm not disagreeing one bit with that, right? Right, Randy?
Ah, yeah, and we certainly hope that that's the case. And again, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I'm just afraid that
the Central Arkansas game isn't. It doesn't fall into that category for me. We'll see. What
you know what? Portland State was about the same level, although they were like a really, really elite. I can't remember if they were Division 1A yet, but at that point, I think they might have been one of the elite teams in Division 2 when they went out there to play.
I view this as a South Dakota State-Nebraska thing.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe UNK plays them very tough. Maybe they play great in the first quarter or first quarter and a half. Maybe they hang with them the whole time. In the end, we know what's going to happen. And if it doesn't, then it makes – I buy ice cream for all the coaches, and I personally deliver it, and the show will be there on Monday.
Well, Appalachian State,
if they pull off that huge – they may not even let me in there.
Appalachian State, when they pull off that huge upset against Michigan a few years back, and we found out Michigan wasn't as good as we thought they were, but they won in the big house, that huge win. You got to remember, Appalachian State at the time was one of the elite teams in their classification, Division I AA.
I know
UNK, and we're hoping they get to that level where they're one of the elite teams in Division II, but they're not there yet.
I know Kenny and Coach Crocker, Coach Siegel, they'll eat the ice cream.
I know.
Coach Morris probably have to get him a banana split, probably the next level, if that's what happens.
Yeah, well, it depends if his wife's watching meat because she makes meat healthy when he's not looking.
Let's do our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. The Broncos are a 28-point favorite over the Jags. The largest ever, which I've actually seen drop to like 26.5, 27, for whatever that's worth. Will the Broncos cover the spread Sunday? Randy, your opinion?
I don't think so, because they'll take the foot off the gas and have that opportunity, kind of like college teams do, to bring in some other guys that are going to be backing up, and you get that late touchdown. And you know what? Justin Blackman's back. They actually have a target they can throw the ball to.
That is true.
They'll get a couple of touchdowns.
That is true. I still said yes, just because. Well, I said yes just because. 53% said no, 47% said yes. Very close vote on a Midtown Mart cooler question. And, of course, Damon Day said the Broncos are a fun team to watch. That was his response to the poll. Does Mac Brown need to win Saturday against Oklahoma in order to save his job? That's our Midtown Mart cooler question. Vote today at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's up 24/7. Randy, does Matt Brown need to win Saturday?
Yep. He'll finish the season, but he won't get. He'll be done if they lose again to Oklahoma. He's on the hot seat big time.
I think it depends how the game plays out, blowout wise. But if somehow they lose, he'll still win the title.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah, you know, last second throw when they lose by a field goal, whatever, one of those things. Yeah, I think that might be good enough for him. But if it goes the way I think it's going to go, I think he's going to be done at the end of the year.
We'll have the game right here at 11 a.m. Saturday morning, the Red River Rivalry on ESPN Radio. Vote on our Midtown Mart cooler question. Does Mac Brown need to win Saturday in order to save?
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. He's got game.
Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Robert, good morning. How are you?
Gentlemen, great. Can't wait for this weekend. Going to be the best one of the year.
Well, there's some outstanding football out there. And, Bob, there were some really eye-opening games last week as well. So before we jump into this week, the game I was at, Amherst took care of Shelton, which was an upset, although both were undefeated. Amherst had the chip on their shoulder from a year ago. They forced a lot of turnovers. I witnessed it. Shelton's a little banged up. I will be interested to see how some of these teams bounce back this week. So 40-0 is the score. I think Amherst is just better than we thought. Shelton, I'm not going to hang a whole lot on that zero. They fell behind, and then everything just kind of fell apart on homecoming.
Well, here's the thing about Amherst. Yeah, did I personally expect them to be good? Yes. Did I expect them to be able to beat Shelton by 40 points? No. The thing is that they've got a lot of good young athletes. They got Shelton down and took it to him, which really the old chain reaction in D2, which we talked about earlier in the year, kind of looked like a mess at the start. It's starting to kind of look like the same old suspects at the top of the heat, but you start connecting the dots. You know, Shelton plays Fullerton. That's, you know, that's how it goes down to the gun. Fullerton's got a 4-touchdown win over St. Francis. You know, Giltner loses early, and now it looks like they could beat the Jaguars, and I'm not so sure they couldn't. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on there, but you definitely got to give it to old Coach Ron Evans. He's a wily old dog, and he took those kids and put them in the right place. They've got some good senior leadership and some really exciting young athletes on that team. And I agree, it'll be interesting. Let's go back to bat this week and see where we go. I think Amherst has got Kennesaw, whose season has just been torture to watch. Everything that could possibly go wrong has, but it's still Kennesaw, so we'll see.
You mentioned kind of the usual suspects. It wasn't that long ago, in my opinion, you know, kind of the older guy, that Lexington was always one of those usual suspects in Class B. They've been on kind of a down tick here, but huge win last week against Sydney. They're now 3-3.
Isn't that awesome, Bush? I tell you what, again, I'm a big believer in watching somebody just kind of do the old Phoenix thing and rise from the ashes. You know, Lex has just been in terrible shape in recent years, but something that maybe went a little bit undetected last year, I think 6 of their losses were by a touchdown or less. They were in a lot of games. They lost games that were close with very few points. They were close in games and lost in games where there were a lot of points. Apparently what you need is a kicker, because old Jose Ayala may be the single most valuable player in the state of Nebraska. He's got 2 game-winning field goals. He's got last week he had 2 more field goals, and while they weren't necessarily last minute, they were clearly the difference. And, you know, I hope that Sydney didn't get the, you know, get overhyped too badly too soon. But, you know, they've gotten beat by 3 good teams. Lexington is a good football team, and it'll be really interesting to see. You know, turns out now this week they've got Holdridge, if I'm not mistaken, and that's a big ball game, because whoever wins that becomes the you know, the prince, the heir to the throne there in McCook's district. Now, can either one of those teams beat McCook? That doesn't seem likely, but I don't know how many people thought Lex would be 3-3 either.
Talk with Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter from our Husker Lunch here at Cunningham's. Don't forget to slide on up. Steve Sipple will be here talking Husker football, answering all your questions from 12 to 1 as Bob is answering ours here. You did make a trek up into the northeastern part of the state this past weekend. We did have blizzard conditions in the panhandle, the tornadoes up around Wayne. I talked to the Wayne State volleyball coach last night in they all feel fortunate that they were a half mile to a mile away. I mean, I can't believe how close a big tornado like that is to wrecking the whole community. But from a sports standpoint, we had some games moved to Saturday. We had some games moved to Monday. Those are easy to overlook. I feel bad for Norfolk. I still don't know the backstory there, Bob, and maybe you can help. I know Thursday the Lightning came in. But why did they play at 11 a.m. on Saturday? That's getting Norfolk up at 6 a.m., blah, blah, blah. Huge advantage for Southeast to do that, and they come back and win the game. That's the one game of all the weather postponements that stuck out to me that was affected, the outcome, I believe, by the weather.
Doug, I believe you just answered your own question. That was Lincoln Southeast at home. You know, I guess they played at 11 o'clock in the morning because they could. Was it a clear advantage? Yeah. I mean, it'd have been a clear advantage if Norfolk had stayed overnight. But, yeah, that was a screwy deal. And I don't know how Norfolk agreed to that, quite frankly, but they must have. And there you have it. As far as the weather went last week, I was up around Wayne. I was in Hardington. I was between Hardington and Why Not just about the time that the tornado hit. And, you know, we've teased about it, and it is a fact that we've had stormy weather on a lot of Friday nights. Well, there's been nothing like this. And, frankly, you said a mouthful there, dude. How that storm didn't do more damage than it did is an absolute miracle. But, you know, the weather did affect ball games last week. The one that got, you know, affected most profoundly was the Southeast game. But you just got to stop and wonder over what that storm was like. I can tell you that driving back from the Northeast, I got as far as Neely coming home This is hours after the storm, and you could still see the lightning in the distance. I mean, it was just a massive storm.
Bob, hopefully the weather this weekend will hold off, because there's some great matches on Friday night. Want to jump into those a little bit. The one that, for obvious reasons, I'm pretty interested in here in Kearney is Kearney Catholic playing host to Cozad. Probably the district title on the line. A couple of undefeated teams, both rated in the top five or so. What's your take on Cozad coming to town to take on Kearney Catholic?
Well, I think, Bush, I think Cozad should be favored. I think they've earned that over the course of the first few weeks of the season. I think as big as Adams Central was, and as big as any time they played Gothenburg is, and they passed both those tests with flying colors, this has got to be the scariest game of the bunch. Kearney Catholic has proven itself to be just a top-notch program in recent years. You know Kearney Catholic is going to play great defense, and I don't know. They're at home, and that's a tough place to play. You got people like, you know, James Moore, Tim Manline hanging out over the fence, yelling, you know, who knows what. I don't know. I still think Cozad finds a way to win this game. I think it's going to be a real good ball game. You got an explosive player like Jake Paulson. You just got to figure he's going to make a play or two that makes the difference. But if we're sitting here next week and you tell me that Kearney Catholic has, you know, won a game like 17-7, it wouldn't be a shocker. But I think Cozad will find a way to win it.
Other games that are going on, the one that I'll be covering is Sutton Donovan Trumbull. A little luster come off with St. Cecilia beating Sutton. Just the Blue Hawks showing that they're not ready to go anywhere just yet. It's always cool to promote a 1-2, but I think you still got a 1-2 type of football game here. Does Sutton have a whole lot more than Cole Wiseman this year? We knew that Donovan Trumbull would have a lot of their main cogs back and that Sutton would graduate a few more than Donovan. Now, how do you see this ball game? Because Cole played outstanding in the loss last week.
Yeah, Cole Wiseman is a masterful quarterback. And Bush, let me add, I love the Stars. Don't let me get too far away from that.
Oh, no,
the Stars.
Right.
Just don't want any hurt feelings here.
No, we're good.
But the thing is about Sutton. Yeah, they've got more than Wiseman. They've got Trey Raymer. He's a 1,200 yard rusher from last year. And I'm not so sure that Noah Johnson, the younger kid at running back, might not be even more explosive than Trey is. Trey's a kind of a defensive specialist who plays running back. What Sutton doesn't have is a lot of experience in the line, and that really showed up last week. St. Cecilia it was a sledgehammer deal. Forget about running between the tackles. They just ran between the guards. They just lined up and just shoved it down Sutton's throat. And the thing is, Sutton this week is going to start two freshmen and two sophomores, and that's not real good in a game like this, because I really, for my money, and I don't claim to be able to remember a lot. I can't hardly remember anything anymore, but I can't remember a better 1-2 punch than Riley Wiltfong at quarterback and Jordan Slough at running back. These guys are at the top of the list in their class. Forget about in their districts or anything like that. These guys are outstanding, you know, and they do have some veteran players back in the line. And I think that's just simply going to be too much for Sutton to overcome, although I'm sure that Sutton's going to give it the old high school try, but I just think Donovan's got too many weapons, and I think Donovan's going to score a lot of points, I got a feeling. I think Sutton's going to score their fair share, but I think when it's all over, Donovan wins again.
Now, Bob, I'm a little concerned here about the memory. I mean, you haven't been walking out of the shower and the soap's still dry, or forgot what you were supposed to do in there, or things like that.
You know, I thought we were past stories like that, dude. But,
all right, more football, Randy.
Hey, by the way, I got your back. I think Cozad should be favored against Kearney Catholic as well. A couple of eight-man schools around here, they've had a lot of success. You know, they're football schools, Elm Creek and Overton. In Overton on Friday, that, too, is going to be a real head knocker.
Oh, man, I tell you what, I didn't see this coming. I said that a couple weeks ago. I thought all along that Overton was going to be really good. And Overton, three times in the state finals, they know how to get it done. I didn't see Elm Creek arriving at this station, not only undefeated, but they're getting better by leaps and bounds, it seems like, with every passing week. These last two games, beating Arapahoe and Twin Loop, Those are good football teams with outstanding individual players. They didn't completely shut down, but they managed to find a way to defuse players like Caden Waverka and Jack Gibbons enough where they won by, you know, what, just about 18, 19 points both games. Elm Creek is the real deal, and this is despite starting some real young people at real key places. They've got a great set of skill players. You know, Hayden Geis has proven to be really good. I just got a feeling that this is a game that, you know, isn't even worth saying because they're both looking forward to it. I just get the feeling this is the game that Overton's been waiting for, and somebody had better find out where Hayden Cahoy is at and put like seven guys in line to tackle him because it's going to take something like that. I think Cahoy probably has a big game. I think that Overton finds a way to win it. I think there's going to be one of those really great crowds. You know, we don't get very many great crowds anymore, but I really feel like, you know, that's going to be the case on Friday. It's a really good ball game, and I think Overton wins it. I don't think Elm Creek loses again the regular season, and obviously, you know, playoffs a couple weeks away, it's not out of the realm of possibility that they'll see each other in the playoffs.
The luxury suites at the Overton press box are bringing more money this week. There's no doubt about it. Bob, I can't believe how much time we've already been chatting with you. So let's kind of wrap it up. What else is going on statewide that you got to keep an eye on this Friday, Thursday, Friday?
Yeah, there's a bunch of great games at the state level. I guess one of the things that people are kind of getting the hang of is Omaha North, Calvin Strong. Hey, Calvin Strong has just, I mean, he's rushed for like 900 yards the last 3 weeks. 800 yards the last 3 weeks. They're going to play Papillion. I think that's going to be a real big ball game. In eight man, there's a game out west, Wallace and Hitchcock County. Hitchcock is like Sutton Donovan. Hitchcock got beat, so that takes a little of the luster off. But Wallace is the real deal. Also in eight man, Hal's Dodge plays Guardian Angels Central Catholic, and I don't know, that'll be really interesting to see what happens there. Guardian Angels has a tough time, it seems like, when it comes to playing Hal's. And then locally there, McCool Junction and Heartland. McCool Junction and Heartland, they're 9-1. This is one of the greatest things that's ever happened. Heartland football is the real deal. Last week they thrashed Franklin. That qualifies as a big ball game. So that's some of the stuff that's going on.
All righty, Bobby. Man, that's some great stuff. I hope all the games turn out like on paper, like they will on the field, like they look like on paper, and hopefully it doesn't rain on our parade, and we'll do this again next Wednesday, my friend.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny to say it like that. I remember hoping my SAT test would turn out better than it did. It didn't. So
once again,
I'm hoping it goes better than that.
And so it did. Bob Jetson, Huskerland Prep Report. Check him out online, huskerlandprepsrivals.com. Bob, have a great week.
You bet. Ord's 4-1.
You bet, baby. We got to get to 5-1. The Chanticleers, they still got some games to play. They had to go to Valentine on the border of that storm last week. So we'll see how it all
I think they moved that one up, didn't they? Yeah, they kicked it up early so they could stay ahead of it. And by the way, when it comes to SATs, the way it looks like on paper, the test is on paper. So it kind of turns out that way.
I messed up. I didn't know how to spell it. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, we've got our Husker Lunch. Come on in and join us. Steve Sipple of the Lincoln Journal Star. We'd love to hear from you. Stop by, enjoy the lunch. We've got a barbecue buffet today, as always. We've got the baked potato. We've got the brisket. We've got the chicken. We've got the pork. Oh, it's all so good. Plus, sip talking football. And when we come back, more on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out because I heard a pop in my ankle. And so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
You know, Green, in business, travel just like football. You sometimes have to call a hotel audible.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Who doesn't? But it's also when La Quinta Inns and Suites can really save the day with LQ Instant Hold.
Yeah, it lets you instantly hold a hotel room on your smartphone with just your phone number.
All without having to grab your credit card.
That's because LQ Instant Hold is one more way La Quinta takes care of you, so you can take care of business.
So when you're on the road and the game plans change,
all you have to do is call an audible.
Instant hold your next stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
College football is back in full stride, which means the Dr. Pepper tuition giveaway is back again to change the lives of deserving students around the country. Like our 2012 SEC winner, Garrett Booker, who overcame adversity by joining the Boy Scouts and working hard to become an Eagle Scout. Garrett is using the $100,000 tuition money to fulfill his dream of making a difference in the world. What do you want to do to change the world? Go to drpeppertuition.com and tell us your story. No purchase necessary. For a chance to compete to win up to $100,000 in tuition, head to drpeppertuition.com. Must be 18 to 24 to compete. Ends December 13th, 2000.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly sunny skies today, southeast winds 12 to 25, highs reaching to 80. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 49. Then into Thursday, slight chance for showers or storms late in the day as we top off at 80.
Right now, 64.
Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, producer, engineer Jeff Babel with you here from Cunningham's Journal. We're up in the loft for our weekly Husker lunch, getting ready for Purdue, recapping Illinois, and I guess talking about what the future of this quarterback situation is going to be. Who's healthy? Jamal Turner didn't practice yesterday. Taylor Martinez still out. And folks, we'll find out more from Steve Sipple. You can come up, ask him any question you want. He's got it covered from the Huskers from the Big Ten. And if he doesn't know it, he's going to give you a good answer.
Yeah, he'll
he's going to find out.
He'll find out and give you a reasonable thought heading into that.
Folks, I want to remind you here, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth is where the Doug and Daddy Show takes place from every single day that we're on the air. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They've always got new items, new vehicles, new pre-owned vehicles that they're bringing onto the lot. Plenty of those to choose from. Check out their new Facebook page. Check out their new online site at Midway, thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. And, of course, through the upcoming weeks, they're going to be giving away Tri-City Storm hockey tickets. They start off the season with a lot of home games, so you don't want to miss those. They've got parking passes, oil changes there at Midway. You'll save on a lot of services that Midway gives you every single day. And if you're looking for that new vehicle, maybe you're looking for a Chevy Silverado, up to $8,600 off right now with help from the manufacturer, and a Chrysler 300, $6,300 off. There's always great deals for you. If you can find it someplace better, oh, you're going to have to tell us because this ain't happening. They are the number one dealer in Central Nebraska. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. ThinkMidway.com. Here at our Husker Lunch, Cunningham's, come on up and join us as we talk a little Husker football here on this Wednesday. Tomorrow, I want to remind you, Chuck Long, former Iowa quarterback, now analyst with the Big Ten Network. He's going to
Heisman
join us.
Runner-up.
Yeah, two.
Bo Jackson.
Closest vote.
Very close.
Was,
very, very close.
Was the closest vote of all time in the Heisman Trophy race. But he's doing color with our man Kevin Kugler for the Husker game on Saturday. So we'll talk with Chuck Long tomorrow. Also tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, Mike Carmen of the Lafayette Journal-Courier to tell us if Purdue will give us a ball game, and Luke Hoover will answer all your fantasy football questions from RotoWire. With some injuries out there, who do you replace? Who do you look at? Who's somebody you can sneak in on the waiver wire? You can always tweet us, email us, or Facebook us your questions for Luke Hoover. A couple of point spreads, and we talk about this from a point now, Randy, where these point spreads, you look at it and you go, huh, that just, the old phony, and I know Jimmy Langan will give us a little more on that for Friday. But Nebraska only favored by 14 points in this game, and it has made Nebraska fans a little bit nervous. They would be more comfortable with a bigger point spread here, wondering why is this only a two-touchdown ball game. Maybe Nebraska is only two touchdown better, but on paper, not good.
I kind of mentioned this earlier. I kind of want to start a segment of stuff that makes me want to throw a brick at my TV. and that is, and this is going to, it all fits together with this. Perceptions are what drive point spreads. It isn't reality. It is the goal of the point spread is to get half the money on one side, half the money on the other, and make your 10% cut in the middle. That's the goal of it. So perception kind of drives that. Right now, the perception is not very good about Nebraska football. The perception isn't good. Now, is that the reality? Not necessarily, because I think they're more than 14 points better than Purdue. But again, it's that perception. And like I say, what made me want to throw a brick at my TV the other day was watching game day, and the game day crew was out in suburban Chicago, and I can't remember who the guy is. He looks like the cartoon character of what a dad is supposed to look like, because he's bald and everything, and got the little pot belly. But he was talking about how, you know, he was using as evidence that the SEC is good by taking a look at point spreads. Well, when the media types like him sit there and brag about how good the SEC is, that the top eight teams in the SEC or the top nine teams in the country, when they do that kind of stuff, that drives perception, that changes the point spread. You can't use the point spread as evidence of what that perception is. Point spreads are driven by perception, and I think the perception of Nebraska, especially with Martinez gone, isn't good across the country, and nationally, half the money's they're trying to get on Purdue's side, the other half on Nebraska's.
Wisconsin favored by 10.5 over Northwestern. Both teams just coming off losses to Ohio State. I guess Wisconsin at home coming off a bye. I still don't understand. That seems like a pretty big point spread to me.
And I would agree with that, too. But again, over the last few years, Northwestern has not had the reputation of winning those tight ball games and kind of fading. And their effort, although they played well against Ohio State at home, wasn't really helped by how that game ended. And as a result of that, I think Wisconsin, the perception is that this is the team that's still the team to beat in the Big Ten, one of the elite teams. And I think the perception is that Wisconsin's better than they are, and the perception is Northwestern isn't as good as they actually are.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, will join us for a couple of minutes, and then our Husker Lunch. Come on up and join us here at the Loft at Cunningham's. We've got the great barbecue buffet going on, and it's only $8.99 to enjoy a great lunch here today. Hear a little Husker football from Steve Sipple. As we go to break, I want to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Cornhusker Fall Classic that is coming up this Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, that's going on at Kearney Raceway Park. Some great, great cars going to be on hand. You like fast, you like loud, you like having some entertainment this weekend. This is your chance. Big, big Division 5 National Open, Cornhusker Fall Classic, Saturday and Sunday. If you would like tickets, give us a call right now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Jeff will set you up with a pair of tickets to the Cornhusker Fall Classic, good for either Saturday or Sunday at Kearney Raceway Park. Back with Steve Sipple after this.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
At Victory Motorcycles, our mission is clear. Build the best bikes on the planet, push them to their limits, and give riders the ride of their lives. We did all that and then some with our 2014 Baggers, led by the knockout performance and in-your-face style of Victory Cross Country. Stop by a dealer and see for yourself.
Victory Motorcycles. Ride one, and you'll own one.
Victory and Victory Motorcycles are registered trademarks of Polaris Industries, Inc. Always wear a helmet, eye protection, and protective clothing, and a face speed limit. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
Here's some good policy from your local independent agent and auto owner's insurance. When you insure your home and car with us, you receive a multi-policy discount. And when you add auto owner's life insurance, you get a special discount on your home and car insurance. Auto owner's insurance will save you money on all of the insurance you already have. Now that's good policy. Call your independent agent today. Auto owner's insurance. The no problem people.
The Cardinals were facing elimination and sent rookie Michael Wacha to the mound. He delivered, and St. Louis survived another day.
First for the out, seven no-hit innings for the 22-year-old in his first ever playoff start.
Now the Pirates and Cardinals head back to St. Louis for a decisive game with a trip to the National League Championship on the line.
It's gone! Matt Holliday!
Pirates at Cardinals, pregame tonight at 6:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mostly sunny skies today. Southeast winds 12 to 25, highs reaching to 80. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 49. Then into Thursday, slight chance for showers or storms late in the day as we top off at 80.
Right now, 64.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you here on today's program. Farmers, now's the time to beat the heat. As we've been telling you, you're getting ready, you're harvesting, you're out there, the crop are starting to go to the bin, putting them in the train cars, getting them out of here, taking them where they need to be.
Starting to roll.
Did you get what you wanted? That's the question. I mean, Randy, that's the question, isn't it? You put in all this hard work as a farmer. You took all this time. You wanted to make sure you got the right equipment. You wanted to make sure you got the right seed. You wanted to make sure that you got the right insurance in case things didn't go your way, which most people have been fortunate this year. But then you're either very happy because you say, huh, I had to move my T&L pivot out of the way to harvest, or what is this thing doing in my field, and why is it my profit here? T&L, folks, I'm just telling you, maximize your production. That's what it's all about. The best water distribution over your crop, the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. They've grown up in Nebraska. They've worked in Nebraska. They know what it's all about, folks. Call Josh Nienheiser or Mike Partridge in Hastings today, and you can get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. It's all there, T&L Irrigation. Old Sip's going to eat some barbecue, but we're going to get a couple questions in before he does. And he's coming up our way, man. He is so happy. I always love to see happy Steve Sipple. Joining us here.
The happy Steve is easier to put up with than the grumpy Steve.
We do have.
No, you're not going to.
I've never met grumpy Steve. We do have a tweet here from Trent. He said, Chris Collinsworth said he expects major concussion lawsuits in college and high school football, that added that this will end high school football. This comes from Chris Collinsworth in a tweet that he's put out today. Of course, the PBS special came out last night, Randy. I didn't get a chance to see it, but Chris Collinsworth, who's good enough to be able to give an opinion. Has given his opinion that he thinks
he's got
that,
more followers than I got. Yeah,
he
yeah,
thinks.
Yeah,
well, yeah, yeah. He thinks football is in danger here.
We
keep bringing this up. Cowherd is the number one guy on ESPN that talks about more than any of the other.
I was in junior high, and one of my favorite reports that I ever did, you know, was when you had to. Oh, it was a lot of work. I put three pages on, and it was one of the books I cited was Death of an American Game. And the cover of the book, written by Jim Underwood, who was a writer for Sports Illustrated, had a American flag over a football saying that football was going to die. And you can figure out about when that was, because I was in junior high. So this was, you know, 35, almost 40 years ago now, that people have been talking about how football was going to die out. It's not going to die out. The popularity is much too strong. And are there frivolous lawsuits? And I think some of these lawsuits will be frivolous. And I'll say that because of this. The only way that you're really responsible as somebody that puts on an event like a football game is if you kept information secret. Certainly you can make the case that the NFL did or should have known. But Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, Amherst High School? I mean, are these schools, did they have information that they were privy to beyond what the football players themselves or their parents had? I don't think the answer is yes. So as a result, did they act in a negligent manner? Was there something they knew that they should have known and that they kept secret? And I don't think you can make a case for that. So no, I don't think that that's going to be the case, because the only way that you can be held responsible is if you act in a irresponsible manner, that there was something you should have done and you didn't do. I don't know what high schools are supposed to do besides offer what every high school in the country offers, and that is high school football.
Well, folks, you can always chat online with the folks at Husker Extra. Brian Rosenthal's got a live chat that's going to be going on at 1 o'clock, so just go to thejournalstar.com, their sports section, and Brian will talk a little Husker football. Of course, he also knows a little bit about the hoops team. They're getting ready and getting excited for that as well. The women had their big kind of initiation into the Pinnacle Bank Arena. By the way, Jordan Hooper, one of the 25 players on the Wade watch list, which is the women's basketball Heisman trophy. So check that out if you want to talk a little Huskers. But we're going to talk Huskers from 12 to 1 here at Cunningham's. We invite you to come on up. We've got folks continuing to roll in here for their lunch hour with the barbecue buffet. Man, look at that food.
How come this happens?
Sips over there just hammering
right next
it.
To
I'll
me.
Tell you something. Cunningham's Journal, this barbecue is as good as it gets. It is. You know, I wouldn't. I tried to get here early today so I could eat it. It's good. Cunningham's Journal.
I've never seen it. I've never seen really anybody your stature. I mean, my former co-host could have done what you just did to those ribs there, but you know, you
there's
got
only
after
one
it,
rib. There's two in here.
You got after it, bro.
Oh yeah. I eat. I will eat.
Sip. Let me start with this. We had the press conference on Tuesday. It was a long press conference, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but it seems like they're longer this year for some reason.
I'll Maybe tell you why.
Because Bo's okay to answer all the questions.
Well, now he's on – he don't practice on Monday. That's why.
Okay.
He's in a better mood. No joke. Okay. Not as stressed.
We went 30 minutes, and by we, I wasn't there, but
36.
You were there. 36 minutes, 36 so we went 34 minutes. Before anybody brought up Purdue. Does that mean this is a walkover?
Maybe. Didn't they go about 24 without a quarterback question?
Well,
it was deep into the press conference.
Well, and I blame Sam and John for trying to get a story written by asking the same questions, and that's fine. I get that
whatever
part.
They got to do what they got to do. Hey, listen, that's probably fairly telling. I don't sense a lot of buzz for this game.
Nope.
There should be. I think there should be for every game, because I think Nebraska, I don't think it'll be easy. I don't think it'll be an easy game for Nebraska. But it's Purdue, and it's away, so there's not a big buzz. And I think that is telling that didn't even dawn on me, but yeah, I think that is telling.
We're not going to wait 24 minutes for the quarterback question. Where do you see the quarterback situation right now, and not just this week, but kind of long term in terms of looking at that foot for Martinez?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, Taylor didn't practice yesterday, and he was still in a boot. I mean, I think what it tells you, okay, I mean, just think about it. When you step back, he hasn't played or practiced since September 14th, okay? We're getting now on a month, okay? Yep. He obviously has a significant turf toe injury. It's not one of those ones that obviously a lot of guys play through, okay? He doesn't it's a significant turf toe injury. So, okay, we know that. And I thought what Bo said the other day was pretty telling, that he can run, but he doesn't get to full speed very quickly. I don't know. I mean, what I think the best way to summarize it is, Randy and Doug, is Taylor may come back. Probably will. He'll come back at some point. But the competition is on. And so the situation's changed. The situation's evolved. And we didn't see it coming, but it has.
Let me throw out the most crazy question that I've probably thrown out here in a long, long time. If Taylor doesn't come back,
yeah,
I believe he could medical redshirt, couldn't he? Would that be a possibility?
I can't remember what the percentage of
but if he
games
could,
is.
If he could, do you think that would even be a possibility, or is it time to move on to Tommy and the rest of the kids that have come in?
Huh. I don't know. That's a great question. I mean, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, if we come to it. I mean, That gets so sticky. And I think the way you'd approach it is it's just competition. See who's better. See who's better in practice. It doesn't mean you got to hand anything to Taylor. It doesn't mean you got to hand anything to Tommy Armstrong. Maybe Johnny Stanton comes in and is better than both of them. I mean, that's the way – that's what I like about – okay, this is good conversation because that's what I like about Pelini's system. And he doesn't treat the quarterback any different, which you can go different ways on that. But it simplifies things a little bit. Who's playing better is going to play, okay? It doesn't get to be who's the veteran, who's the crowd favorite, who's got the political clout behind him. It's who's better, who's playing better, who gives you the best chance to win. And that simplifies it. So that simplifies your question a little bit. If Taylor wants to come back, great. See how he does. You know, we'll see how he does in practice. Then on Saturdays, we'll see who performs best in the games. But Tommy has earned the right to be in the conversation, to bring this type of conversation because of the way he's played.
Has played very well. And he's going to be at the helm against Purdue.
Yeah, he will be.
But yet the perception across the country is that Nebraska is not that big of a favorite, only a 14-point favorite against Purdue. And again, you know, here in Nebraska, it takes 28 minutes to even ask a question about Purdue. Where do you kind of see the game? Is it a 14-point game or?
Yeah, I mean, there's two things I'd consider, and there's two things that are prevalent in my mind are, I happen to see the Notre Dame-Purdue game. Okay, at Purdue is a night game, and Purdue damn near beat Notre Dame. And they look good. Purdue looked good that day, okay, that night. And I'm also well aware of Nebraska's issues on defense, which are ongoing. Do I look at this game? You know, am I going up there thinking easy win for Nebraska? No, not at all. I mean, I think they get out of there. Maybe by 12 at the most, I think. But I just don't think with this defense you can count on anything. And then, you know, you're sending a young quarterback up there to start.
Well, if you want to know and hear more from Steve Sipple, come on up and join us here at Cunningham's Journal of Loft. Sip, thanks for the time, buddy.
Yeah. Back to the ribs.
There he goes. Steve Sipple is fired up, as always, to talk a little Husker football. And that brings us to the end of our Doug and Daddy show for today. If you want to hear more, come on up. Get registered for the Nebraska-Iowa tickets. We got some great gifts to give away today. Always winners here up top at Cunningham's Journal. And we are in the loft for our Husker lunches. And, of course, the barbecue buffet. All you can eat. That's why it's a buffet. And folks are just loving it, like the sip is. Before we get out of here, Dale, one more email here. I think in the future, as youth and high school football, parents will have to sign a waiver stating you understand the risks involved with playing the game of football, a kind of no lifeguard on duty, swim at your own risk kind of situation.
Yep.
College scholarships will include similar language as well as professional contracts. Dale, thanks for the email.
And I think he's absolutely on it. And, you know, there is a little bit of that anyway. There is some signing that you do with the NCAA saying that you understand that there is a possibility of injury. Yep.
Well, there you go. We will take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy show tomorrow. Thank everybody for being with us on the program today, including Steve Sipple of Lincoln Journal Star, Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, UNK soccer coach John Mazner. Coming up tomorrow, former Iowa quarterback Chuck Long from the Big Ten Network. He's the analyst on this week's game. He'll join us. Mike Carman of the Lafayette Journal Courier will join us to talk about Purdue. Luke Hoover of RotoWire to answer your fantasy football questions.
I'm calling the upset. I think the Pirates are going to win. I'm calling the upset.
Pirates, Cardinals.
Against Wayne Reed. I'm calling the upset.
Tonight, right here on ESPN Radio, first pitch is at 7:07. Randy, have a good one.
Hey, thanks, Doug.
For our producer engineer, Jeff Babel, I'm Doug. Good to thank for joining us here from Cunningham's in our weekly Husker Lunch.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!